So I work for the CRISP project, which is a, can you hear me all right? I work for the CRISP project, which is a multi-state initiative to improve public health nursing and presence on behalf of public health nurses. And as a component of the CRISP project, we collected the meeting minutes from the convenings of local boards of health across six counties. The minutes gave a fairly detailed account of the discussions held, and soon thematic trends began to appear across departments. Here we present initial findings from a content analysis of these meeting minutes. So to begin, local boards of health serve to protect and promote the health of their communities and are charged with the responsibility to govern local health agencies and shape public health policy. In reflecting on this function and its relation to our collected meeting minutes, we ask the question, how do Board of Health minutes help us to understand the nature and primary considerations of local boards of health as components of their interaction within the larger public health system? Specifically, what topics are addressed by boards of health, which of those topics get the most attention, and how are the topics related to each other? To answer these questions, we performed a content analysis of the Board of Health meeting minutes. In all, we had 168 meeting minutes spanning from 2009 to 2011. The most complete set of notes were from the 2010 calendar year, and the 75 sets of meeting minutes from that year were used as the sample for this inquiry. Using Atlas TI, we applied an iterative coding scheme across three different coders, and a reflective process of applying codes was applied. We refined the codes through splitting, grouping, and omission, and identified key conceptual trends independently. Reliability between coders was then assessed for these trends when a subset of minutes was coded by all three coders, and the application of themes and codes was debated to a consensus, which was arbitrarily set at 80%. In all, nine themes emerged. Presented here in no particular order, the broad categories of discussion for local health departments were financial health, staffing the health department and personnel, public health infrastructure, emergency preparation initiatives, strategic planning, disease surveillance and response, health program efforts, health policies, and community input. You can see here the distribution of themes. The overwhelming majority of time being spent on issues related to financial health of the local health system. Personnel and strategic planning were the next most frequent themes present. Here are examples of the types of quotes that were frequently reported across the themes. For example, in financial health, a Board of Health member X stated that they were looking at three primary ways to close the budget gap. One, additional staffing reductions, cuts from legislature, retirements and management. Two, assistance with covering county indirect costs that are assessed against their budget 2 years after the fact. And three, fees to cover the services. Board of Health, in the theme of personnel, Board of Health member Y explained the layoff process, noting that notice of potential layoffs was given last week and anticipated an update would be provided to the committee of the whole at the end of September, at which time names and new job descriptions would be available. Which they got a little bit more interesting. But, disease surveillance and response. Board of Health member Z presented a briefing on the recent E. coli outbreak in an in-home child care center. He stated the pattern of onset, the time from one case to the next indicated the infection was transmitted from person to person rather than from a point source such as a food or beverage. Within Atlas TI, we examined the relationship between codes and arrived at a conceptual map that shows the hierarchy of issues present within the Board of Health discussion. Primarily, this charts the priority of flow of decision-making from budgetary and financial decisions toward community-level action. As I stated before, financial health was the dominant theme. While this might be expected given the nature of local boards of health, finances monopolized the discussion and dictated the decisions found in many of the subjugate themes. Financial health anchored all other discussions. Some of the key derivations from the financial health themes were provided here. Financial health dictated the hiring and firing of new staff, as well as the closure of different public health programs. And the health departments frequently are in need of past due funds distributed by the state and adjust activities accordingly to maintain a working cash balance. Use of emergency funding in order to cover costs to keep programs from being discontinued was frequent. An increase in fees had been necessary in several departments in order to cover costs, and necessary costs required allocation of funds that pull from less urgent programs. Boards of Health were preoccupied with fiscal discussions, which potentially could distract them from addressing key health issues. The financial constraints at the state level have created a difficult operating environment and cutbacks on several services for local health departments and their partners, possibly limiting the differentiation, concentration, and integration of the local public health system. The conceptual map provided earlier shows the way in which monetary concerns filter down to the community outcomes in a structured way. There were several limitations. First was the inconsistency in the quality and details of the Board of Health minutes. 2010 had a markedly bad financial picture, which may have skewed the distribution towards financial discussions. Strategic planning timelines were not equally represented for all health departments during the one-year window, and that should say of analysis. In the end, the more standardized form of Board of Health minute reporting might provide more telling data about the primary considerations of Boards of Health. We had issues with disproportionate representation of the different counties due to differences in meeting schedules, and anonymity of Board of Health members made it impossible to look for trends across contributing discussants. Finally, the minute takers act as a filter for all discussions and distill the information into summative minutes, which may not encompass all aspects of a given quorum. For more information about this presentation in the context of our project, you can visit our blog at quizproject.wordpress.com. Question? Yeah, sure.
So, are the, as you went really fast through your...
Sorry about that.
I know, you're nervous, and that's okay, you did a great job.
Thanks.
Really good information. But I'm just curious, you said three from Washington,
three from Illinois.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you chose those health departments, did you look at their governance structure?
That's next step. We're looking at integrating it with the larger project, which is about how structures of different counties and their local health department systems affect public health nursing. So this is sort of just a preliminary run. I didn't particularly.
So just, I've actually been fortunate to work in three different health department systems, three different governance structures.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Board of Health minutes from any three of those different government structures are going to look completely different,
mm-hmm.
because of the role of county commissioners and boards. I mean, it would make a huge difference.
Okay.
Environmental health will really make your list.
Right.
And that to me just blows me away.
Yeah.
That the environmental.
That's definitely something to consider moving forward.
I would just say, in a similar vein, in addition to the governance, something you might want to consider moving forward with this research is thinking about the, and I know the individuals are anonymous, but mm-hmm. their roles in the community. If you have, it's an iterative relationship. What's covered in the Board of Health is going to be based on the expertise of the people in the room.
Right.
And the expertise of the people in the room is going to be selected based on what the
yep.
Board of Health is discussing. So it would be interesting to get maybe a little more granularity on mm-hmm. which kinds of discussions are dominating, which the different roles within each board.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah.
One more thing. I think it's incredibly important. So this work is incredibly important because Boards of Health are so important.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do more in-depth research on the Board of Health, what their impact
is on the
community, it might help our governments, our county, our city governments
right.
understand.
Excellent.
So, good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.